And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKinsey Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKinsey Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. According to a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd, organizers are seeking Babcock's removal from her District 7 commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 2558 on February the 8th of 2025, authorizing zoning changes to allow for a 15-acre asphalt and concrete crushing and recycling operation in an area that was zoned for agriculture and residential uses. The filing marks the first step in Michigan's recall process. Petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can qualify for the ballot. As of now, the filing petition does not remove the commissioner from office and no election's been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. Lake Township leaders met in closed session on Thursday afternoon to discuss legal strategy involving an ongoing federal lawsuit. During a joint meeting of the Township Board and Planning Commission, officials voted to privately consult with legal counsel regarding litigation filed by Driftwood Lavender LLC. The case remains pending in the U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District. Before entering the closed session, board members approved revisions to the meeting agenda, removing procedural items related to the executive session. The private meeting was authorized under provisions of Michigan's Open Meeting Act that allow confidential discussions involving pending legal matters, at which point the public was asked to go outside and wait till they open the meeting back up to the public. This occurred on a day when the heat was under a heat advisory with heat indices over 100 degrees, but those that were present did comply as they felt it was important to be a part of the local government process and stay informed of the status of the case. Upon reconvening an open session, the members voted to adjourn the meeting and dismissed all attendees. No further information was provided. After 72 years in business, the Ozentoski families made the decision to step away from the farm implement dealership industry, and they're excited to announce that they've sold their operation in Bad Axe to TNT Equipment. Tim Ozentoski has been the owner-operator of Ozentoski Farm Equipment since 1975, taking over from his father Clarence and grandfather Lewis, who started the dealership in 1954. Ozentoski Farm Equipment has been a staple of the Huron County farming community, and TNT Equipment is excited to step in and continue to serve the Huron County community. Tim and the Ozentoski families would like to personally thank the Tri-County area farmers for their support over the years. He would also like to thank many employees who helped support them for the many years they've been there. Many of the familiar faces of Ozentoski Farm Equipment are still going to be here, and Tim would like to thank the TNT organization for the easy transition and hopes the great relationships formed over the years continue to grow. TNT Equipment has been owned by the Teague family since the mid-1980s. The years have brought growth, challenges, and opportunities. Expanding into Bad Axe and becoming a two-store location is exciting. Thank you to the Ozentoski family for giving TNT this opportunity. The transition has been going smoothly, and both owners making all the customers and employees a top priority. Building strong relationships and carrying on the Case IH brand ensures you will continue to be valued customers. Stop in and say hi to both the familiar and new faces. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Tyler Hansen here from Al Hansen Motors. The weather is playing leapfrog with the temperatures. You need to make sure your car's AC is up to the task. At Al Hansen Motors, we can service all makes, all models, and all years of vehicle air conditioning systems, foreign and domestic. Gas prices are still high, but I have two gas savers that both get up to 36 miles per gallon to help. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It has full power, heated seats, cloth interior, lane keep assist, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and only 40,000 miles. We're asking $20,980. If that one is a little out of your price range, I also have a 2020 Chevy Malibu. It still gets up to 36 miles per gallon, has heated seats, cloth interior, remote start, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, plus tinted rear windows. It has 114,000 miles, and we're asking $11,780. I also have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS that gets up to 30 miles per gallon. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded with options, and low miles for the year with 33,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up for this week, I also have a 2018 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4 that has heated seats, heated steering wheel, and a 3.2-liter V6 engine. It has 78,000 miles, and we're asking $16,980.
Siding and building repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Crews across Washington, D.C. are working around the clock this morning to clean up the National Mall following a record-shattering 4th of July weekend. The United States officially marked its 250th birthday with an unprecedented pyrotechnics display featuring over 850,000 fireworks burst launched from 10 different sites. Tourists braved a mix of scorching heat and sudden downpours to witness a spectacular flyover by the Blue Angels, leaving the nation's capital with a massive post-celebration cleanup operation today. In addition to the festive debris, the weekend left a historic mark in Philadelphia, where city officials buried a modern time capsule in Independence National Historical Park. Filled with artifacts representing all 50 states, the capsule is sealed with strict instructions that it remains underground till July 4th, 2276, marking America's 500th anniversary. A sea of black-clad mourners has flooded the streets of Tehran today for the massive funeral procession of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Helicopter footage broadcast on Iranian state television showed crowds stretching for miles from Freedom Square, with officials noting the turnout appears larger than the historic 1920 procession for the general. The massive gathering is used by Iran's theocracy as a fierce display of domestic strength. The highly charged atmosphere saw mourners carrying banners demanding retribution against the United States and Israel following the February airstrike that ultimately claimed Khamenei's life. Notably absent from the procession was the son and presumed successor, who is believed to be in hiding while recovering from injuries sustained in that very same strike. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.